Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now, juggling right on reach. Bringing Douglas River goals, painting for the wickedness of living bitches' wigs. When I'm kicking with the wicked shit, the wickedness, the witches in the zombies, leaning off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, painting for the wickedness of living bitches' wigs. When I'm kicking with the wicked shit, the wickedness, the witches in the zombies, leaning off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction, my shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just like in their arms for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see this girl, I'm throwing pisses. Horror, horror's losing it, I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's warm, it's off the fucking rain. I can imagine who's playing storm, flashing up and dropping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked, raising no protection. How the fuck we be living the ass top of the deep, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know this by the shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Turn to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing doggers where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, thinking of your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies, thinking of your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggler Rider Radio with your host, Tabby Cole, Ghetto G. We're currently watching Raw at the moment, but fuck it, we still here doing our fucking thing. And of course, as always, we got new music. We got new artists. I mean, shit, man. Got four new tracks from a homie of ours by name of Kid Crazy. Now, for those who might be new to Juggler Rider Radio, we do have a chat room, but you do got to sign in order to chat. Because if you're not signed in, you'll show up as a guest, and you cannot talk in the chat room. You can't make requests in the room unless you're signed in. But you can always call in 646-716-8054. Now we just need listeners. So, let's see what we can kick this shit off with here for y'all. I'm thinking. How about we kick shit off with some motherfucking Kid Crazy? Now, this dude's motherfucking wicked as all fuck. Yo, he's dope as shit. Trust me on this one. I mean, earlier, I had the pleasure of checking out the tracks that he sent my way, and they're fucking amazing. Like, this dude has serious talent. So, here we go. This is Kid Crazy with The Voices Made Me Do It.
There's always voices in my motherfucking head. They keep screaming at me while I'm sleeping in my bed. They want me to murder, they won't let me be. The only way they'll stop is to go on a murder spree. I broke into a house and I emptied out a mag. I packed the remains up in a garbage bag. Put it in my car, wrapped in a white sheet with blood leaking through and spilling on my back seat. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. I washed up with God blood on my hands, driving through town thinking of an escape plan. I need to ditch the body, I gotta hang tight. Once I dump the body in the grave, it'll be alright. Now I'm in the woods and I'm digging a fucking hole. Nobody knows I'm the reason for the death toll. If I get caught, I'ma be in deep shit. But it's not my fault, the fucking voices made me do it. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. What do? I gotta skip town. I'm so fucking nervous, I can't feel my heart pound. I need to leave town and find another place, so I don't catch a fucking murder case. I just shot the one in the motherfucking face. I need to disappear without a motherfucking trace. This is what happens when I lose control. If you're in my way, then you'll end up in a hole. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music.
And we are back. Again, definitely a dope fucking track. And you know what? This shit's still fucking rolling on. Cause shit, y'all, fucking got new bands for y'all as well. Got a band by the name of Stars in Stereo. Now, I don't know what y'all gonna think about them, but fuck, I love them. Here we go. Every last thing. And we are back. And holy shit, it's Dickless Conundrum. What's going on, DC?
So I see you guys are wanting ratings.
Hell yeah, man. We need ratings. Don't want, we need it. We need listeners.
So why have y'all not talked to DC till now?
I don't think I have you added my page.
That's because you always delete me, fucker. But, of course, I do never talk to you, so it doesn't matter. But where the fuck is Ghetto G's dead body pimp-faced ass?
Come on, man. You should know about that. Ghetto always calls in late.
Yeah, he tries to be fashionably late, but there ain't nothing fashionable about him.
But shit, man, fucking either way, the show still rolls on.
Yeah, but like honestly, bro, honestly, you really won't rate it.
Wait. You get 5 minutes in the box.
Why?
Think of what words said.
I don't know. Can you at least tell me what it started with?
A B.
Really? You're going to put me in the box over that? I didn't even know that was one of those words you couldn't even say.
But that's been a
word.
You
need to give me a descriptive list of the words that you cannot say.
Well, let's put it this way. That's been one of the words for a long time. It's just because of Poopoo Ninja, because that's all he used to say.
I don't know who Poo Poo Ninja is for one and for two. Like, you got to think, the only time I really listen to your show is whenever I call in, because I don't really have a computer. I get on my cell phone. So
bro,
you need to at least give me a list of these words.
Yeah, but bro, is this a word that we just can't stand in general?
Yeah, but I deserve a reprieve, dude, because I didn't know. Don't be like Chris and throw me in the box for every little thing.
Man, Chris has been gone forever. We fired his ass.
I know. Well, he throwed me in the box for every little thing.
Well, you still
you
got to
give
minutes.
Me reprieve. Shit.
No reprieve, because anybody that uses that word, bro, gets put in the box immediately.
Well, then do me a favor. Don't put me in immediately. Let's wait till Ghetto gets here, so you know, he can at least enjoy the time that DC's in the box.
Well, he's going to be late anyway, so I'm about to put you in now and after your 5 minutes up. Shit, either way.
But see, then he's going to be mad because he missed it, and he's going to put me in the box.
No, but you're still going in the box. 5 minutes. Now, since he's in the box, let's go to another track. This is Johnny Richter off of his new EP, Freaking Out Won't Break.
It's Johnny Richter. Dirty South trap music shit. Get motherfucker bouncing. Y'all ready to go? Let's do this. Yeah.
Don't ask me no questions, cause I'm on break. Don't wanna hear about no drama, cause I'm on break. I don't speak to upper management when I'm on break. But don't think that I can handle it, I won't break.
And don't be mad cause we don't make it the same type of way. Keep this shit quicker than burritos in the microwave. You know it's hot because it's Johnny Rick, the type of slave. It might be over for you, but for me it starts today. I'm taking cities out, rah, tied away. Tape is silver, Kush is what I'm smoking, and I'm drinking Pilsner, even if it kills ya, don't stop, keep trying, I ain't giving up, I'm forever giant, pocket leaker as I light this up, now I'm surviving, just like your memory, as long as I am, it's alive and vibrant, still ducking the sirens, if you fucking with my friends, running the muck and I'm under the gun and you fuckers are ducking and hiding,
don't ask me no questions. Cause I'm on break. Don't wanna hear about no drama, cause I'm on break. I don't speak to upper management when I'm on break. But don't think that I can handle it, I won't break. Don't ask me no
again. Don't trust fuckers, blood suckers, leeches on your skin. Stalling your clan in the palm of my hand. I'm God, putting heat to your chest like the Marble Man. I tell these little suckers, don't fuck with me. Little mounds without the face of a mustard seed. I'm a dick, and I'm sick. Get cold chills. I'm fucking shouting, making mountains out of molehills. I'm so thrilled. I'm blessed with the potion. Throw him in the sea and bury him at night next to the ocean. And if they don't like me, yeah, I'm still a jerk. If he say he wanna kill him, believe me, I kill him first. And that's asshole. I'm clowning all the fools, invite them to my barbecue and drown them in my swimming pool. That's gross. They think I'm crazy, I'm a joke. I sit chrome alone and talk to aliens and ghosts. Don't ask me no questions, cause I'm on break. Don't wanna hear about no drama, cause I'm on break. I don't speak to upper management when I'm on break. But don't think that I can handle it, I'm on break. Don't ask me no questions, cause I'm on break. Don't wanna hear about no drama, cause I'm on break. I don't speak to upper management when I'm on break. But don't think that I can handle it, I'm on break.
And we are back. Let's see here. Up next, up next, up next. Let's see if there's a couple more minutes left in the box anyway. How's about...
Walker, baby.
Halloween!
What you do then?
I split some premiums in half and gave a few weeks before I'm on. I'm standing there alone. I shut the party down for bone thugs. Tech 9 cotton mouth at each
time. Coming, I'm running, I'm dropping them bombs. Gunning, I'm willing and ready for war. Get down with the clowns from ICP, B-O-N-E and the Cottonmouth King. Bring it how we bring it, dog, with a wicked bonk behind the wing.
I'm violent J, hey, we screaming mayday. We're phoning ICP, a fucking payday. We give away, hey, but we already millionaire. Rapper, haters, slappers, we can shit, believe it, though we tight like alligator snappers.
No from dog, we gun clappers, bitch niggas slappers and hoe mackers. City street flick rappers, but better known as big crackers, lead packers. Ask my nigga Tech 9, cockers ask for Eshime and let it loose to they spine.
Every man, you be stomping, we wicked, wicked walking.
That's wicked when you walking with this, the thugs.
Every man, you be stomping, we wicked, wicked walking.
Then tell him us, bitch, you get your rig split.
Who the motherfucker in a pit talking shit?
Shit.
Who the motherfucker that want the wig split?
Split.
Who the motherfucker that's down for the crown? Who the motherfucker in here right now?
Shaggy jumps in the pit with these hatchets just swinging them. Strictly for the purpose of splitting some cranium. Shit, we the Illuminati at the stuck pit, so treating fake thugs like a hoe. Tell them D-Lo spit.
Now what the fuck you thinking? You can stop my shine. Put your money where your mouth is, I'll take every dime. They run down the line, damn right I'm getting mine with a fine ass bitch getting head sipping wine.
Halloween, 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 all the same. Fuck a trick or treat, I treat a trick with some game. Every year we lay the stage with the wickedness. It's the wicked, wicked bunker, baby, try and get with us.
It's that nigga that be on blood shit. Protect me to open a thug pit. Fuck with the KMK, ICP, bone and you get drug, bitch. Celebrating for Sam Hain. If you don't wanna come with the wickedness, a nigga wanna clam strains. I don't wanna hear a damn thing.
Mashing up from city to city, we smoking fitties and city crabs. And after party, fucking and sucking on titties. Ducking and dodging the coppers, ain't no one out that can stop us. Dropping that shit that be proper, making it hotter and hotter.
We manhandler, fucking crushing our man's camera, busting bright red bandanas. Bitch, where was your antennas when I was trying to stick it? When I saw a nigga hot, he lick it. Motherfucker, this is how we kick it. Thug wildin' on Holly Wicked.
So fine, fine, talking on kind. With Tech 9, getting mold up, sipping on him. With both thugs, kicking Fago and smoking more weed. With ICP, it's motherfucking Richter from the Cottonmouth Kid.
It ain't nowhere to run when you win the thug.
When you walking within your thug
pit, we just some juggalos and juggalos on some thug shit.
In this kind of mosh pit, you get your
wig
split.
Nowhere to run when you win the thug pit.
When you walking within your thug pit,
we just some juggalos and juggalos. pillows on some thug shit.
It's called off leather face. I bring the pain and bang a nigga brain when I'm never to play. Guard your grip is when my nigga start to heal. It's hard to chill. Motherfuckers end up in the graveyard for real.
I ain't got $1 million, bitch. I'm fucking broke. Spending all my change on the endo smoke. All the bitches on the road scheming for my loot. They get nothing but dick in a steel-toe boot.
Fuck poop. Every Halloween I dress like a bag lady. Then I ride around with my 380 looking for shady. If I catch him at the shelter, I'ma pull his file, chop his head off, and bury his body across 8 miles.
We drinkin' drink, we smoking dank, mobbing through the streets like a fleet of armored tanks. We dropping bombs, underground bombs. Fuck the whole industry, bitch, bring them on.
It ain't nowhere to run when you win the third thing.
We get some juggalos and juggalos on some thug shit.
Yeah, we mad, till we starve, and we wicked, wicked walk.
Yeah, nowhere to run when you win the thug shit.
It's wicked when you walk it within your thug shit.
We get some juggalos and juggalos on some thug shit.
And this is how the mosh pit to get your wicked wicked.
Holla wicked
Wonka. We get some juggalos and juggalos on some thug shit.
And we're back. Now, what the fuck was that gay little tone in the background there, DC?
Just whatever was factory set as the fucking notification tone.
Yeah. So let's see.
I had factory reset my phone. Shit sucks.
Well, yeah. Luckily for me, I never had the factory reset my phone because I have an Obama phone. Yay me. And I swear the WWE fucking turned Big Show gay because of the fact next fucking Monday they have him dressing up as Baby New Year's. I mean, I want to know what the fuck were they thinking. That just disturbs people that they seem to not want to tune the fuck in or watch this shit. But anyways.
Where am I?
Let's see here.
Yeah, as I was saying, do you want to, like, really get a fan base going, man?
Man, we had one going back on MySpace. Then we came to Facebook, and everything died. So I blame Facebook. Because of that, Facebook gives people the option to just like everything. Whereas with MySpace,
do some personal business relationships, man.
Sure.
Like. I'm not saying AJ by no means, but just taking AJ as an example.
Who the fuck is AJ?
Adult Juggalos.
Ah, okay.
You get what I'm saying? They partner up with all different types of sites. They, you get what I'm saying? Like, partner up with folks. Like, you used to be partnered up with the lovely lady Juggalos and what not. You feel me? Like,
yeah, we used to be, then Kisses just all showing up. But once I get the money for it and get like a little bit more money coming in, I am going to be hitting up Fagel Lovers and talking to them about possibly getting some advertisement space up on their site.
It's a website, man. What's the most it could cost? $5 a month?
I don't know. That's why I'm saying once I get like a little bit more money going, and coming in.
Just talk to them and ask them, hey, how much does it cost to get some advertising on your site?
Yeah.
That way you know. I mean, I commend you. I really do. You take your hard-earned money and you put it to a hobby. You probably wanted to be a radio show host as a kid.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, now that I'm doing it, like, you know, I want to do it a little bit more. Let me see here. I'm up on their page right now.
The point I'm trying to make is the internet, you're using internet radio, correct?
Yep.
Well, then where do you advertise internet radio? The fucking internet.
And
I'm not talking about Facebook or whatnot, because the only reason people get on Facebook is to stalk other people's fucking statuses. Like, what's this bitch doing today?
Exactly.
You feel me? They're not out there to look at, oh, what's going on in the fucking entertainment industry. Bro, Google.
Did you just say that word again?
No, I said but Google.
Well, I'm looking at the prices for advertisements on Fagel Lovers, and they definitely vary.
Now, let me ask you this, because that is part of my vocabulary. I don't say it all the time, but can I say a variation of it?
Like what?
Like BRUH or BRA.
No. No forms whatsoever.
What, dude? Hold on. But as I was saying, we would not just Fago lovers all over, even if you got to create accounts on, like, Juggalo Book.
Man, I've got an account there. I just never remember what the fucking password is.
Create an account. Ask people.
I have an account there.
Don't just straight up go to people and shove your shit down their throat. Okay, you remember when I was in the party line business?
Fuck party line.
That's your prerogative. I kind of agree with it now, but whenever I did own a party line, like, I had one of the most successful lines in my genre. I get along with people all over the party lines. If I was to call into one right now, you'd either get a bunch of DCs or a Exitone, because I was either your most loved or your most hated. That's one of the reasons I get so agitated with you and G putting me in the box. It's like, you don't even really give me time to speak. You don't get to know me. All the years we know each other, we don't really know each other. And yeah, it's cool to fuck with people, like throwing me in the box, because I'm in the box 75% of the show. But And it's fucking, you know, I don't really care about the whole box situation, but other people might. You feel me? People do get butt hurt. And, yeah, I know y'all are.
We can't y'all stand that either.
Well, dude, please, come on. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know that you don't like that B word.
That's mainly because of the fact, you know, we see so many people using it because it's just such a retarded stupid term.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, I give you that, but at the same time, once again, I didn't know. I don't want to be in the box 5 more minutes. I don't feel like it. But as I was saying, it's just you got to listen to your listeners, man, what they want, not what you want. I've always been one that if you don't like me, for me, fuck you. Feel me? I've always been one that I'm going to do what the hell I want to do. But when it comes to actually, like, a radio show, there are people out there that will accept you for you. But you got to listen to what they want, too. It's a compromise. Feel me? Finding a fan base is not just finding people like you. It's finding people that you're willing to do for and that will listen to you in return.
Well, but like I said, though, man, I'm looking at these traces, and, yeah, there ain't no $5. For a side advertisement, for like a small one, one time a week, $12, two times a week, $18, three times a week, $24, for one time a month, $30. For a larger one, one time a week, $15, two times a week, $30, three times a week, $40, one time a month, $50. For a headline, for a header banner, $25, $40, $55, $70. And for a full slider banner, which would be part of the main news feed, one time a week, $35, two times a week, $60, three times a week,
okay,
$80, and for one
okay
time a month, $100.
I give you that because actually Fago Lovers is like one of the top websites for Juggalos. It really is. So a lot more Juggalo traffic comes that way, therefore they have the authority to charge you more than most would.
Exactly. which is one of the main reasons why I've been, you know, once I get a little bit more money in, I am going to talk with them about getting an advertisement up on it. Like you said, I mean, it's one of the main places with a lot of traffic for Juggalos, and honestly, I think it would be one of the best spots to go through to bring in more listeners.
But you don't want to just touch the Juggalo crowd either.
No, but at the same time, I think...
And, of course, a lot of the crowd that you could bring in is actually probably turned away by the name Juggalo Rider Radio because Juggalos have a bad reputation now.
Oh, that's because of the dumbasses out there with their complete stupidity.
Yeah, well, it's something we got to deal with. Like, I mean, I am and always will be a Juggalo because of the original movement and what it stood for. But do I rep that shit? Nah. Feel me?
Yeah, I guess.
And if you do have any listeners, I'm probably going to get some hate-bashing comments about how I don't rep Juggalo and I'm fake. And, you know, yeah, fuck you. Fuck all you fucks. I think you're above me. I'll show you how above me you are when you're looking up at me slapping my cock on your forehead.
But I think we should go into a track by a boy, Kid Crazy. Dude's definitely dope as fuck. Like, I can't lie about this. This motherfucker's got serious fucking talent.
I hope he is, because the last track sucks.
Well, this track is called Where I Roam.
Yeah. Look at the graveyard on the fucking street. If you follow me, you gotta ride back me. Cause I'm fucking dead, rises every fucking night. By the glow of the pale moonlight. The gate at the front is rusted in red. But watch your step, don't trip over the head. Getting this fucker home, I never feel lonely. The dead motherfuckers on my afterlife homies. I'm on a party in the yard, wreck the guard from the deck. I want the death guard. The job of people cutting next. I come with the reaper, I put you in a sleeper. I'm feeling in the grave, I'm stopping deeper and deeper. I'm from the living, I get no motherfucking love. From below and above, that's the only love I know of. I can't even get a fucking date on my own. The only date I'm gonna get is written on my tombstone.
In the graveyard is where I roam. In the grave. Next to first to slit. Tag team the course. It's a show, no remorse. Can't call the rape, cause we didn't use any force.
Oh man, what you think of Kid Crazy?
His bars are whack, bro. Yeah, I said it because his bars are so fucking whack.
I don't know, man.
Sorry.
I like him.
I mean, just the it just seemed too simplistic to me. Don't get me wrong, I have no meanings to record, but I still feel like I'm a musician, and I just feel like there was too much simplicity to that. No syllables, no none of that.
Yeah, but you also got to realize, you know, not a lot of tracks are all about syllables at the same time, too, you know?
Rap, when it became unto be, okay, it was about storytelling. And not only was it about storytelling, but over time it became a sport. And a sport was rhyming words with other words, more syllables and whatnot. And, yeah, I feel like rap should still be about storytelling, but with that competitive edge to it. I feel like syllable, like, it's all in the eye of the beholder. Well, in this case, the ear. Like Em or Hobson. I know you hate them both, Like I said, it's in the ear of the beholder.
No, Eminem
but,
Hobson, no. Hobson just doesn't belong in music, period.
I feel completely opposite about it. I feel like he is great. I really do. But, you know, once again, we'll agree to disagree. Because Hobson says a lot of stuff that is so clever. You're not on my pedigree because on the tombstone is the hardest your name will ever be. That was clever as shit.
Come on, that's like saying Lil Wayne belongs in music when that motherfucker doesn't belong anywhere.
No, Lil Wayne is the worst fucking rapper ever. Like, fuck Lil Wayne. Well, no, I can't say that because Drake's actually worse, but still.
No, I think they're both at the same level of being horrible.
They cross the fake-osity boundaries. Okay, they're completely fake. Drake started from the bottom, now we're here. Motherfucker, you ain't never been at the bottom. And if you ever said you got shot in a song, I swear to God, I'd call bullshit off the bat and say, where, Degrassi? Like, it's bullshit what people see these days in these musicians. It really is. They ain't worth a fucking shit. Just to brainwash you and get you in trouble. Feel me?
Lil Wayne, I will agree. Fake is all fuck. I mean, come on. First he goes to being a quote-unquote artist to now wanting to be a skateboarder.
Yeah.
That motherfucker has no business being anywhere. Man, like I said, like I said before, that motherfucker should have been aborted a long ass time ago. I mean, yeah, I'll be honest, I'm against abortion to certain degrees. But, man, Lil Wayne, Drake, Justin fucking faggot-ass Bieber should have all been aborted.
I concur. I concur. I seen something on the internet.
Pissed.
Okay. This motherfucker said, the day Michael Jackson died is the day Bieber's career really hit off. He said, it was sad that we lost a legend, but we gained one. Like a legend died, but one was born in his image. Like, or something like that. Fuck you, whoever said that.
Man, that's like this one person I saw on Facebook saying that Lil Wayne's better than Tupac.
Oh, no. I had a motherfucker go as far to tell me as Lil Wayne explains what Tupac was and more. No, bitch. Hold on a minute.
I guess that's where we're at, man. Let's go with Boogie Woogie Woo.
The beast lives out of the raging storm in the dead of night. The ravenous, blood-sick creature searches for its sacrifice. Through the hideous darkness it lurches, driven by death itself. Only the satisfaction of slaughter will cause it to return to the darkness from which it came. Hey, boys and girls, it's nighty night time. Happy days are coming.
head. Boogie woogie woogie waist under your bed with a shake. Spot, bust through the bottom.
Little Jimmy Jimmy.
Got him.
It's the one and only boogeyman. He creeps, he hides, he sneaks, he slides. If your little feces are hanging off the edge of the bed, you're running out of stuff, motherfucker.
Moonlight fills the room that you sleep in. Things go bump in the night, me creeping out. Fuck, I stubbed my toe. If you just quit leaving your shit all over the fucking floor. Well, fuck it, you're dead anyway. And I'ma leave your head smacked dead in the hallway. In the morning when your daddy walks. What's in your mouth?
What's in your mouth? Thank you, Boogie Man.
Man, you just missed our caller. He was asking for you.
Yeah, who was our caller?
Nicholas Conundrum.
Why'd he leave so soon?
I guess he just left just now because of the fact we were playing ICP.
Does he not like ICP now?
Well, according to him, he's a juggalo, but he just doesn't rep it.
I don't understand.
I don't either. I guess I can't.
How are you going to say you a juggalo? You don't even listen to it or anything.
I guess apparently because of the fact, you know, we have such a bad rep now, he doesn't want to, you know, rep the hatchet.
Dickless is a pussy.
That's okay. He got... At the start of the show, he got put into the box.
Jeez, it's been like months since you did that.
Well, considering the fact he decided to use the BRO word.
I'm just saying, man, it's been a long time since you put somebody in the box.
Yeah, but it felt good.
Apparently you gave him 5 minutes, but he left. So he got like an hour.
Oh, no, he was in the box for like 5 minutes, and then I don't know. He's being weird and retarded.
Being weird and retarded.
Would have
never thought.
And apparently he considers himself a rapper. A musician.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't you remember? He came on here rapping.
Yeah, getting us in trouble with Stray's music.
Yeah. You should already know that he's a rapper.
Yeah. From one freestyle that absolutely sucked.
I don't even think it was a freestyle, but you can believe what you want to.
I don't know what the hell it was. It sucked. Yeah, apparently he didn't like Kid Crazy much because I guess apparently Kid Crazy doesn't use syllables in his tracks.
Don't use syllables. What the fuck does he use then?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's dope. But DC just didn't like it because of the fact there were no syllables.
You're turning into everybody else that turns in here. I don't like that.
Yeah, but you're turning into fucking Big Homie.
Big Homie. Worthless.
I mean, so that's like, shit. I think Kid Crazy is dope, man. Like, he definitely got some dope tracks. Actually, you might actually like him too.
I don't know, man. He doesn't use syllables, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, but come on, man. Fucking DC needs to realize not every track has to be about syllables. I mean, come on, man. Fucking I don't even know. But you can check out Kid Crazy, man, and you can let me know what you think of him. This is The Voices Made Me Do It.
They keep screaming at me while I'm sleeping in my bed. They want me to murder, they won't let me be. The only way they'll stop is to go on a murder spree. I broke into a house and I emptied out a mag. I packed the remains up in a garbage bag. Put it in my car, wrapped in a white sheet with blood leaking through and spilling on my back seat. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. I washed up with God, blood on my hands. Driving through town thinking of an escape plan. I need to ditch the body, I gotta hang tight. Once I dump the body in the grave it'll be alright. Now I'm in the woods and I'm digging a fucking hole. Nobody knows I'm the reason for the death toll. If I get caught I'ma be in deep shit. But it's not my fault, the fucking voices made me do it. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. What do? I gotta skip town. I'm so fucking nervous, I can't feel my heart pound. I need to leave town and find another place so I don't catch a fucking murder case.
I just shot the one in the motherfucking face. I need to disappear without a motherfucking trace. This is what happens when I lose control. If you're in my way, then you'll end up in a hole. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music.
And we're back. What'd you think, man?
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, DC doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, we're really not quite sure what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah. And how about the fact that, fucking our friend Adam decided to invite me to a fucking his new page.
Oh, yeah, and what's this page now?
That's called Still Best Friend.
Still Best Friend?
Yeah.
And what does that mean exactly?
I don't know, but the description says best friend.
Well, isn't that cute? You're his best friend.
More or less, you probably got the same damn fucking invite.
I'm sure you just can't take all the special, huh? You gotta spread it around to everybody else.
Yeah. And his fucking profile pic that shit is a fucking snowman that looks retarded.
Snowman that looks retarded? Well, mine's an evil Santa Claus. What is your picture?
I was just saying this. The snowman almost looks like Lil Wayne.
But I'm just saying, man, everything seems to be festive. What is your profile picture?
My profile picture is anti-venom.
Close enough.
So, I mean, hey, he's white. Unlike, good
hey, he's white. What the fuck does that get to do with
anything? He's almost the color of snow, so it's perfect for Christmas.
All right, so your picture is related to snow. Okay.
Exactly. So what the fuck is the WWE thinking about making Big Show look like Baby New Year's?
Probably the same thing they were thinking with that fucking single.
Well, like I said, man, fucking great call. He's got more talent than Lil Wayne.
Man, it was funny as hell that Truth was like, stay on beat.
Man, speaking of fucking syllables, man, great call. He couldn't even do the fucking fa-la-la-la-la. She just kept going fa-fa-fa-fa or la-la-la or something like that.
Fa-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la.
He was
like,
what the fuck?
Like, really?
That's all he does is fa-la-la-la-la or fa-la-la-la-la, whatever the fuck he was doing.
Man, he couldn't even do that right, man. What the fuck?
But the worst fucking singing of them all was 2MB.
Yeah, where was the third one?
I don't know. Apparently he's out with an injury or something like that.
Oh, yeah. When did he get injured?
I don't know. But apparently, according to Michael Cole, he's out for a few weeks.
I see.
So,
Man, them two were out of control tonight.
Yeah, but where the fuck was King at?
That's also a good point, too. Because those two were just wilding out, man. It was ridiculous.
Hey, man, at least now we know why
Darren Young never gets the fucking mic because he can't get the city right.
What the hell did he say exactly?
Well, they were in Austin, and he called them Houston.
When did he say that?
At the before the tag match with the Usos.
Man, I completely missed that, and I was watching it.
Yeah, but he called them Houston. Anyway, he did that fucking Titus O'Neil took the fucking microphone from him. I'm like, what the fuck's the matter with you?
And then they started chanting, Houston sucks.
Yeah. And they were Austin, and they were also chanting, this is Austin.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I think Jay or Jimmy, whichever one it was, saying, this ain't Houston! This ain't Houston!
Shit's funny.
Yeah. So like I said, now we know why Darren Young never gets the fucking mic. Because he doesn't know where the fuck they are.
So, what exactly happened in that Divas match that I didn't see?
Oh, man.
Well, the Total Divas won, of course. But unfortunately, for some reason, they had to throw Vicky Guerrero in there.
Exactly was the match? What the fuck did they do?
It was just a regular tag match.
And then of course, again, they Total Divas started doing a thingamajigger.
Oh, yeah, the thingamajigger, huh?
Like this chain, and they just kept going around back and forth. Like, spinning around in a circle, fucking clothesline everybody that came close to him, including Vicky. Yeah, I don't even know what to say about that shit either.
Oh, yeah? What happened after that match?
Trying to remember. I don't remember. It'll pop up on YouTube probably.
So, I'm looking at the prices that Fagel over charges, and holy shit.
Prices for what?
Advertisement on Fagel over.
Shit, man, we got free promotion there one time. How the fuck did that happen?
I don't even know.
But for a small side advertisement, once a week, $12. 2 times a week, $18. 3 times a week, $24. And 1 time a month for a whole month, apparently. It's about $30. And apparently, 1 month can be between 28 to 31 days. But, let's see, for a large side advertisement, one time a week, $15, then $30, $40, and then for the month, it's $50. For a header banner, one time a week, $25, then it goes down to $40, $55, and $70. And for a spider banner, which would be like part of the main news page, one time a week is $35. $60, then $80, and then for 1 month, $100.
Well, it's not that bad.
No, but I'm not paying $100 bucks for a fucking month.
Nobody said you had to.
So my problem is that they need to realize, I think they need to realize the fact that our link changes daily.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, I guess Too Fast Flotron's out.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's going to be too furious.
Oh, it's his fault.
Manny probably doesn't even remember that he was supposed to do a song.
No, he remembers. Because of the fact he hit me up saying, almost, I hit him up saying, how's that, let's see, on last Friday, saying, how's that Christmas track coming? And he responded saying, almost finished. Did I run out of time? I told him, you got till Monday. He responded right on. Then today, I hit him up saying, and he was online, and I said, last day, we're putting up the mixtape tomorrow at midnight. Today's the deadline. He never responded. So, he's out.
Yeah, I guess that goes for all the people that commented on that status in the like page, talking about, I'll do a song. Well, I guess they're out as well, because you haven't heard shit from them.
Exactly. And we're putting it out tonight at midnight.
Yeah. I mean, you can do that. I just thought it was coming out today, actually.
Yeah. And holy shit, it took 4 hours for someone to fucking like my status that I posted about 4 hours ago.
About what?
I put up, is it just me or does Kane look like a creeper in a Santa Claus hat and a suit?
What the fuck was Kane doing?
Kane came out with the authority, fucking passing out fucking candy canes. He had a fucking Santa Claus hat on. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? And the first thing I said to myself, motherfucker looks like a creeper.
It was like a Santa match where they put a fucking toilet in the ring.
Yeah, man, like, what the fuck?
What the hell was that about?
I have no idea. I mean, at first I thought fucking Mark Henry was going to pick up the fucking toilet bowl and fucking hit fucking sand out with it. But no, he just fucking gave him a fucking swirly.
But no, he stuck his face in the toilet that had no water in it.
Yeah, and apparently fucking the sand was drowning in it.
There couldn't have possibly been water in that.
Hell nah.
I'm trying to lie, it was WWE.
And then how about the fact that fucking Sandow could, not once but twice, could have figured out how to work the fucking fire extinguisher.
Mark Henry even showed him.
Yeah, twice. Oh, bud.
Well, first you had to pull out the pin.
Yeah, he couldn't even do that.
The match was pretty weak, though.
Yeah, it was. I think a few of the matches they had tonight were pretty fucking weak.
And the whole last hour was fucking just nonsense. Like Kofi Kingston versus Ryback. Ooh.
Yeah, I didn't care to see that match, so I walked away.
And then that fucking Wyatt match, man, that match went on for fucking ever.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I was just like, okay, wife, and you can end this match anytime now.
Like, it was going on and on, and then they went to a commercial and came back. They went to another commercial and came back, and it was still going on. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
And then, can you tell me how that last match, how they got disqualified?
I have no idea, because they're supposed to be a part of the fucking match.
They broke up a pin.
And they got disqualified for it.
Yeah. What are the rules of this match again?
I mean, it's supposed to be a six-man tag match. So last time I checked,
the pin match, like disqualified. What the fuck?
I don't think the ref knew what he's doing.
Clearly. I guess you're not allowed to have two people come in and save the pin?
Nope.
Apparently it's a disqualification.
Well, now it is.
I think that happened a few other times, though.
It did.
It's ridiculous, man. Quit changing the rules of these tag matches.
Oh, man. Like, what the fuck is the WWE thinking? Oh, they two broke up a pen. We'll disqualify them.
Well, clearly they have no idea what the fuck they're doing since that advertisement for the New Year's Eve thing. Remember when the Big Show said he's not going to do stupid shit like that anymore?
Yeah, now look at him. He's doing
he's
stupid
still
shit like
that. Doing it, man.
I mean, come on.
But at least he's not crying, so that's good.
True. He's just as gay as all hell.
Yeah.
whose idea was that, to put him in that shit?
So, was Batista there tonight, or was it just an announcement by somebody else?
No, he's coming back on January 20th.
Because people were all excited like he was actually there saying that he was coming back. Even though we knew he was coming back all over fucking the internet.
Yeah, no, he wasn't there. Like I said, they just got promo confirmed the return on January 20th.
Yeah, what the fuck are they going to do with him when he goes back?
I don't know.
As you can see, he came back just like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar didn't even stay that long again.
I'm just saying, neither one of them can make it the mixed martial arts thing.
This is true.
So they both came back.
Man, as long as they don't, you know, make it so that way he starts feuding with John Cena again.
Oh, man, I really don't think he would want to do that again, since that's how he went out, crying like a little bitch. And now he's coming back, and John Cena is still the face of the WWE. So he hasn't missed too much.
Nope. Although, that would be a good match, though. And I'm not talking about Batista versus CM. I'm talking like Batista versus Bray Wyatt. That would be a good match.
That'd be interesting. to say the least.
Or Batista versus Big E Langston.
There you go. There's a better match. Or just have Batista go after Ryback.
Oh, bud. Man, I bet you anything, the only reason why he's coming back now is because of that they unified the fucking WWE titles again.
Well, not yet.
Well, no, not yet, but, I mean, come on, man. Think about it. They've got the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, and before they did that, Batista didn't come back. Now they got this, he wants to come back.
Yeah, I'm really not sure.
And go figure, he comes back 6 days before the Rumble.
Yeah, see that? Bet you he's going to win.
Man, I hope not.
Shit, man. At least in a video game, Batista's a beast.
Yeah. And that's what WWE, he's just crying like a bitch.
Yeah, but in actually wrestling, he's just, John Cena.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm looking at credit cards.
Why?
Because I'm thinking about getting rid of the Walmart credit card I have and moving on to Capital One.
Can't you have both?
No, I really don't want two credit cards.
Walmart credit card ain't really a real credit card, is it?
It's a credit card for Walmart, and you can only use it at Walmart.
Exactly. So why can't you have both? Like a real credit card and then a Walmart credit card.
No, no.
You're going to pay for the Walmart credit card?
No. But I don't know if I gotta pay for the Capital One either. So
I'm sure you do.
I'll find out soon enough. On top of that, if I use my Walmart credit card at Walmart, then the Capital One credit card somewhere else, that means I got to pay off two different credit cards. And I'd rather just pay off one altogether. Yeah, so how about fucking Hunico? Yeah, and speaking of Hunico, man, why the fuck did they even decide to interview fucking quote-unquote Sin Cara?
I don't know.
That was just retarded.
What the fuck did they say?
Well, apparently fucking Sin Cara wanted to wish everybody a fucking Merry Christmas or something like that, or Happy Holidays. And when clearly that was a big mistake, because then now everybody knows it's not really Sin Cara because of the fact Hunico was speaking in English. And it's funny, he spoke English first. He spoke English first, then Spanish.
But people still believe it's Sin Cara, though.
Yeah, dumbasses.
Was he in a match too?
Yeah, he had a match against Curtis Axel.
Wow. That's pretty fucking gay.
Yep. Of course, Axel lost. I mean, that's even funnier thing right there. Fucking the fact that they're having someone like Sin Cara beat like the Curtis Axel. That's just funny as all hell, in my opinion, because he's supposed to be like this fucking big bad dude, and yeah, he gets beat by Tonico.
Like I said yesterday or whatever, his shirt is bullshit.
It really is. And man, the fact that fucking Kuniko is using a move from Jeff Hardy is bullshit too.
Man, a bunch of people use that move.
Well, yeah, but still, I still think it's bullshit.
Well, it's a lot better than Sin Cara's actual finishing move.
Yeah. But the fact that someone gets pinned off of a swanton for someone like Sin Cara or Kuniko, that's just nuts.
Well, what do you want them to get beat off of?
I don't know. I want fucking Kuniko, Sin Cara, whatever the fuck, to come up with an original move or a finisher.
Like what? A pile driver?
I don't know, something. It's just a no.
No, well. So what Christmas song do you got to play for us?
Let me see, what can I play? Apparently, I didn't upload Mr. Toxic's Christmas track.
Well, fuck it. Let's go with Stuff Your Stocking. Even one or two, you choose.
Let's go with one.
Stuff your stocking, oh, 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 that tiny, tiny, oh, 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 so let me stuff your cow, how, in a battle of goose, everybody move here. colors like Xanadu. Come to my slate with the camera crew. Ooh. I don't care if you're naughty and nice. I'ma cover that body in sugar and spice. Miss Claus, you'll call, get back in the white lane. Yeah. You can suck my sugar. Yeah. I could be your candy cane. Yeah. You said my treat. Just run with me. I'll be your kid for all to see. Yeah. When underneath this mistletoe. Right now, while the beat is knocking. No, 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 there ain't cock blocking. No, 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 there ain't no stopping. Oh my god, this is so shocking. Play for crying is just so naughty. But you know this is a party. This is fun, I love Bacardi. Christmas Eve and I'm with my girly. But she got a present early. We can grind until the time that Santa comes and brings the time. You can smoke and I will rhyme. Oh my god, look in the sky. It's that Santa, never mind. You're just high, oh my.
And we're back. Now, I gotta say, fucking, Addy actually did a good job on the cover of, Bones of Soup.
And that's what I thought that song was.
Yeah. And that, and Addy looks good with fucking short hair. Surprisingly enough, she looks good with short hair.
In some of the photos I've seen of it, yes.
But I'm going to download this cover that she did. So I can add it to my Halloween folder.
I think she needs more original things and stop doing covers.
Well, she has, she definitely has a lot of original. Speaking of which, I gotta re-download everything from Halloween. Well, that's the one thing I forgot to do, was back that up.
Oh, yeah? You forgot to back that up, huh?
Yep, I forgot to back it up. But now I gotta figure out how to get my hands on the music again.
dude. Here? Nope. That ain't it. I don't think I thought I fucking backed it all up. But guess not.
Fail.
Yep.
Too much excitement for me, man. Play another song.
All right. Let's go with some Fade. One Reason.
We'll be right back.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll hit up Addy and see if there's any way she could possibly help me recover all the tracks.
Dun, dun.
No, because I thought it'd be in my email, but guess not. So, I really have no idea. I'm just fucking hoping that they don't have fucking Big Show wrestle in that fucking stupid ass gimmick.
You need to relax.
Well, for once, I actually agree with fucking Michael Cole. It's disturbing.
Well, so is he.
Well, yeah.
And the fact that he played for fucking AJ.
And he what?
He played with AJ. Like, when AJ's on fucking commentary.
He fights with everyone.
Yeah, but I'm surprised no one's knocked him out lately.
Lately.
Yeah, lately.
Yeah, well, I guess nobody's allowed to touch the announcers anymore.
That's stupid.
Since, you know, CM Punk killed Jerry Lawler.
Yeah, and Kane kept killing fucking Josh Matthews.
Well, he's not around anymore, so.
Yeah, what the fuck have happened to him?
So, he doesn't really count anymore.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, what the fuck ever happened to Josh Matthews? Did he just die or something?
I have no idea. Or I got fired because he sucks.
Probably.
Or whenever he turned heel on the commentary.
Hmm. Oh, wait, never mind. He's still part of WWE. He's just a commentator on Main Event and Superstars.
Yeah. The things nobody watches.
Well, here's what's even funnier. Apparently, Josh Matthews has a fucking finishing move.
Oh, yeah. And what's that?
The frog splash.
Yeah, right. When has he ever done this?
I don't know.
I think Hornswoggle hit more frog splashes than him.
That's a very big possibility.
No, it's definitely true. Because we've seen Hornswoggle do it.
Yeah, that's true, we have.
As were for him, I think he's just making shit up.
Well, I mean, considering the fact, you know, he couldn't even fucking make it in fucking tough enough.
But he still got a job at WWE, though.
Yeah.
Whereas Maven and Nydia, they're gone.
Tori.
Yeah, and Tori. That's probably why, because now she's a chef, apparently.
Who's a chef?
Nydia. That's where Maven. Maven's completely retired.
Well, he lasted long.
Yeah, he's now a host on the Home Shopping Network's weekly day morning show.
What the fuck?
Oh, wait, never mind. That was back in 2006. September 2013, he has been working as a bouncer in New York City. You tried to become a wrestler, Maven, and ended up becoming a bouncer. You failed, nigga. Yeah, he failed. Big done.
Yeah. He just didn't make the list, bro.
he definitely didn't make no list. Thank God.
I was referring to the bromance.
Yeah, that faggot ass shit.
You know, when they had the big bouncer guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember. What the fuck was his name? Rob Terry.
So I guess that guy didn't make it too far after that.
No.
He's not there at all.
Oh, wait, no, never mind. He's still part of TNA. He's just in AAA now as well. Or somewhere.
Or somewhere. That's nice.
Okay, apparently he's part of the new Japanese promotion. On the tour for the Japanese promotion of TNA.
Oh, yeah. What's he? He's there with AJ Styles?
Probably. Because it says right here, as part of a working relationship between TNA and Wrestle One, it was announced on November 6, 2013, that Rob Terry would be working a tour for the Japanese promotion between November 16th and December 1st. So he'll probably end up coming back soon enough. Let's see, and it's funny because like he's only ever had one fucking manager, and that was Ric Flair. So, yeah.
let's go with another Christmas prayer. I say we go with Carmen.
Play Rod.
Together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you who. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. You.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we.
Tum, da tum, tum, tum.
Yes, 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 I know.
Man. I don't know. We need more listeners. I mean, we had one listener up in the room. We had, Kid Crazy tuned in for a little bit.
Nobody made it past the half an hour mark.
Yeah, and all right. Apparently, DC was just trying to give us advice on how to get more listeners.
Yeah. What advice was that?
I don't know. I ignored him.
He may have said something smart, and we'll never know.
Well, the minute he started talking about his days of running a fucking party line, I ignored him.
Running a party line. Yeah. tricking people into calling you so you can make money off of them.
Exactly.
We're not looking to make money off of people. We just want them to tune in.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, and I figured out why that Tony Bone dude is so obsessed with Shelby.
Oh, yeah, why is that?
They're dating.
Oh, when the fuck did that happen?
Fuck if I know. All I know is I went to her page and I saw in a relationship with Octavio Tony Bone Ramirez.
Man, I just thought he had some crazy obsession with her or something because his damn timeline was nothing but her.
Well, now we know that they're together.
All right, so he's not a stalker.
Yeah, definitely not.
Still a boring rapper, though.
Yeah.
But I guess we shouldn't make fun of him. He does look like a quote-unquote badass with him and his gun in his picture.
Yeah, right.
Don't want to test why.
But I wonder how somebody like him managed to get on a fucking show with Haystack.
Well, that's not too hard. Haystack's about that whole, you know, shit too. Stuff that he talks
about.
Yeah.
True.
And where's he from?
Mississippi.
Well, there you go.
This kid looks like he's about fucking 12.
That's like that one dude that wraps with Haystack, man. That dude's young as fuck, but he's like big as hell. You'd never know. Like, he's a real fat dude and shit, but he's like young as hell. You'd never think that he was, you know, how old is he? Like in his teens, I want to say.
Yeah, but because, like, if you go to Tony Bone's fucking profile or like page, they go to his one fucking pick, and like he looks like he's about 12 years old.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
So would that make Shelby a pedophile?
Well, yeah, if he really is 12 years old, yes. can always just ask her. So, is your new boyfriend 12 years old?
Bud. Wouldn't doubt it since he looked like it.
Well, then that would make him a very young drug dealer.
Yes, it would. It looks like totally rude.
Like, what's that one song say? Like, look, mommy, I wrote that good shit or whatever the fuck.
Oh, bud.
Posting up in his house, rolling his own cigarettes.
Yeah. What is a retarded looking fucking chihuahua?
What?
Like, seriously.
What is your obsession with chihuahuas?
No, bud, this is that fucking picture of his dog in a fucking hoodie.
Yeah, my dog doesn't like to wear clothes.
Neither does mine. Well, my cat's anyway.
That's your cat's, man. Cats don't normally wear clothes.
Yeah, well, shit, man. We fucking try putting fucking reindeer antlers on, like, on them one day. Like, I think, like, last year. They didn't like it.
Well, yeah. They're fucking cats, man. They fucking hate that shit. Dogs hate that shit, too. Like, you put some type of clothing on my dog, man. She won't move.
Man, you try to put any fucking clothes on my cats, they'll move, except they run backwards.
Run backwards.
Yeah, man. Fucking running backwards, like, trying to get the shit off of them.
I thought you just meant they literally ran backwards, like,
yeah, I think what's funny about this dude is his about me says rapper, artist, skateboarder. I kill all my hobbies. Yeah. You kill them, alright, because you can't do shit. You suck.
Well, that's not very nice, Havoc. I sense a lot of hostility here.
Hey, come on, but everybody's trying to be a fucking rapper nowadays, and this dude's boring as all fuck. Fucking DC's just a moron who can't, which all he cares about is fucking syllables.
No, DC, I don't know what to say about that, dude.
Yeah, apparently DC is in absolute love with fucking Hobson.
Well, he can go ahead and be in love with Hobson.
Yeah, man, because of the fact, you know, I mentioned that Hobson sucks and does not belong in fucking music. He responds with, I disagree. I think Hobson is a shit. He's very clever with his music.
Turns out he was the shit. A piece of shit.
I'm just like, no.
Yeah, that's one bandwagon I forgot to jump on.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I don't even understand why anybody likes that motherfucker.
I really couldn't tell you.
I don't think anybody could tell me. I mean, I wish somebody could tell me, like, exactly what's so great about him. But
where the hell's Chill at when you need him?
Man, Chill's dead.
He just might be.
He fell into the deep fryer at Taco Bell.
That's one way to stay crispy.
I mean, let me be quiet. The motherfucker doesn't even bother getting up on Facebook anymore to fucking hit people up.
Well, I guess his job really took a toll on him.
I guess so.
Consumed his soul.
Yeah, the only thing that fucking gets posted on his fucking page nowadays is his horoscope, apparently.
what is that, just automatically post or something?
I think so.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. Oh, and apparently he's got time to post up, change up his fucking cover picture and put up new fucking pics of himself. That's November 19th, but either way.
November 19th. That was a while ago.
But either way, come on, man. You fucking die on the fucking job or something like that.
Does he still have a Facebook? Because maybe he might be a person that was missing.
No, he still has a Facebook. I mean, he's still on my page. For now.
For now.
We've got 26 mutual friends. One of them is you.
Man, I got people on my page that I only got, like, one mutual friend with.
Yeah, like I said, he's a mutual friend, so which means he's still on your page.
Okay, because I don't ever see him on the IM thing or anything.
That's probably because he never gets on. Or if he does,
sometimes your name is there and you're not there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me see here. Trying to figure out when the last time he fucking talked on fucking Facebook. Probably a while ago. Or maybe I deleted it.
Deleted what?
Whatever conversation me and him had, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, because of the fact. I had a shitload of fucking pointless fucking conversations on my fucking messenger. I just deleted them.
It's probably every conversation you have on her.
The only one I still have left, and I'm waiting for my Facebook jail to be up, which will be in a couple days, is with Dope, because I'm still going to be working on getting an interview with them.
Well, stop adding people.
Yeah, well, the only person I'm going to add now Ducky.
She's not already your friend?
She made a new page. She deactivated the one that she had and made a new one. Fucking chills all about fucking Hoffman, because everything you see on his page, music wise, hops in this, hops in that. The ill mind of Hoffman, Hoffman's world. What the fuck is the matter with you, Chill? One volume, Hoffman album. The ill mind of Hoffman again. The dudes in love with fucking Hoffman.
It's like that one song that Snow the Product did with Dizzy Wright. The song would be dope if he wasn't in it. I don't know. I just really don't care for anybody on that label.
No, I don't either. But apparently he does, because he's in absolute love with them. And that's all you're seeing up on here is fucking Hobbs and Moose and Yellow Wolf. That's the most that fucking takes up in his entire fucking life. Like, holy shit. She looks good.
Nope.
Metal Thanos.
Huh?
Metal Thanos. Or Thanos. Or however you pronounce that name.
I will share her to your page.
Man, I think I already have that page.
I probably do. Let's find out. You probably do, since, you know, they won't let me re-add you to it. Oh, wait, no, never mind. You weren't there. I just invited you.
What the hell?
The booking for her. Man, we just might as well do that one of these days.
Booking
who? Do an interview with Meadow Senaz. Senaz.
Oh, yeah, about what?
I don't know. I'll think of something. Masters of Persia. Definitely gotta check them out.
What the fuck?
Definitely gonna like them. And go to every verb. There's two other bands, Miss Meadow Senaz has on her website here. Blacklist Youth, Dronica, Synapse, Defect, Band Orcs, Mad Life, Oni Risen, and Sunflower Dead. Oh wait, there's a second page. Or not. Yep, and the Supermaniac and Scum of the Earth. I think I have them. Yes, I do. Supermanic. Thank you. What else they got? Definitely need to check out Dronica. Need to check out Synapse Effect, Mad Life, Pony Horizon. Now we move on to Dronica. They are let's see where they're from. Dronica. I mean, at least this gives us ideas for new bands to fucking try to bring up on the JR. Especially Sunflower Dead. They are from California. Yeah, I decided maybe Friday I'm going to give James a call and see what we can do about rescheduling for Johnny Richter.
Or find somebody else.
Well, that too. I'm definitely going to see if we can do something maybe about Twisted for like January or something like that.
Didn't he say they're not doing interviews?
Well, he said until maybe like, I think he said until maybe the new year or something like that. But I'm gonna see what we can maybe set something like you know set something up like you know for the new year, like either maybe January or February or something like new flavor out.
Oh.
Yeah, man, I'm excited.
I can tell.
It's, what flavor is this? Meatball marinara rolls.
Ooh.
Gee, that'd go for a fucking pretzel hot dog. Hey, see, man, we don't even need to go to fucking Sonic for a pretzel dog. I got them in my freezer.
Bam.
the same thing.
No. Because of the fact you have to add your own salt to it.
Seems how pretzel dog got a pretzel bun.
Well, that too.
It's not a soft pretzel.
True. Let's see, how many were in this fucking bag of Tostinos? 40. And I just dumped all 40 on my plate.
You're about to eat 40 pizza rolls?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, man.
Let's see. What the hell are the directions for this shit? Directions are in Spanish. Let's see, here we go.
Throw them in the oven for 9 minutes.
Oh, they're going into the microwave.
Tastes better in the oven.
Yeah, but I don't feel like clearing out the oven.
What the fuck are you going to clean out the oven for?
Take all the pans out of there, and then once it's done. Once all the done, I gotta put all the pans back into the oven. No, that's a waste of time.
Why the hell are all your pans in your oven?
That's where we put them.
The fuck? Well then,
yeah.
I take you don't ever use your oven then.
No, we use it from time to time. It's just I don't usually use it at night.
Or ever.
No, I used it earlier to make lasagna. But I'm gonna have the lasagna tomorrow when I get up.
When you get up, you gonna have lasagna?
Yeah, when I wake up. Nah, I'll be up about maybe 12, 1 o'clock. So it'll be like a brunch. Hey, look, I still have fortune cookies left.
Nothing like getting your Christmas Eve started early at noon.
Exactly. I'm trying not to crush my cat.
What?
I'm trying not to sit on my cat.
Why would you sit on your cat?
The cat in the chair is in the chair I'm trying to sit in.
So wouldn't the cat move?
Not this cat. This cat stays no matter what.
Well, then you just sit on the cat, and then they'll learn the next time.
Yeah, if there's enough time for the cat. My fucking fast, my fucking hand might be squishing it.
Jeez. Now the cat's killing you.
No, that's the wonderful world of a smoker's cough.
Yay!
Yeah, yay! But I'm gonna go have these 40 pizza rolls, and I'm gonna post up a picture on fucking Instagram about them. 40
yeah, you
pizza rolls.
Fat ass son of a bitch. Man, I don't even make 40, man. What the fuck?
Hey, what could I say? I'm hungry. And I didn't realize there was...
He's hashtag fat boy in it.
The funny thing is, I didn't realize there was 40 until I poured them all out.
Speaking of that, man, what the hell were they saying on WWE, man? Just whip it out or something. I was like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, that's just but, gay.
But you can't say that shit.
Hell no.
But whatever. Go have your peace rolls, fat ass. Goodbye.
Peace.